Caliphone Live on KEXP. We don't want to miss one bang of the gong over there. Dare I start speaking before you're done?
I gave him a gesture to make him stop, and it made him go more.
I understood that gesture to mean keep going, yeah, keep banging too. The gong. This is Caliphone Live on KEXP.
You're going to start rapping? That would be amazing.
Tim, you've been saying for a long time that you want to produce a rap album. Could do it live right here on the air.
We've got the rapper in our midst, Benny.
You've been playing music with some, if not all, of these characters for a very long time. It must just seem very instinctual.
It's something.
It sure is something. I have to say, I've been a DJ here at the station for 16 years, and I think that was 1994, I think, was the year that Jimmy Wine Majestic came out for Red Red Meat, and that was when I discovered some of you and your music, and it's been a real delight. It took me 15 years to see Red Red Meat live, so thank you for coming out to Sub Pop 20th anniversary. That was great.
Yeah, that was fun.
Caliphone tours a little bit more than Red Red Meat did.
Yeah.
I've lost track. How many you've got? Do you even know how many got Caliphone albums out now? 8, 9?
I think there's 8 or 9. It's kind of hard to tell. There's some that are song-based and some that are instrumental and some that are just kind of odds and ends.
It's a lot of fun. You definitely have an intriguing sound and a little difference between the albums, between the bands, but there's definitely a common thread, a mood that runs through them. And then, of course, with the ones where you sing your voice, which I love, the first thing that drew me in when I first heard Red Red Meat.
Oh, thanks.
And tell me a little bit, All My Friends Are Funeral Singers, the latest album out right now. And is the film, is it a companion? I know that you play along. Tell me a little bit about.
Yeah, they're both, the film and the album both kind of stand up as separate pieces. The album is definitely not a soundtrack album. It's a song-based record. And the film is a narrative film, and I think, as far as songs in the movie from the record, there's maybe 3, and the rest are pieces, instrumental pieces that we're using to score the film. But it's a narrative film with dialogue and a story and everything like that.
What is the story?
Well, it's a story about a fortune teller, and it's this woman, and she lives in a house in the woods with a bunch of ghosts, and there is a light that shows up, and these ghosts kind of realize that they're trapped, and they have to get out, and they start making this woman's life total hell. So
that sounds fun.
It's pretty fun.
And are you screening the film at some or at the shows that you're doing now?
Yeah, the shows that we've been doing have been the film with us doing a live score and music, and there's some songs included in that. And then afterwards, we take like a 10-minute break and reset, and then we play a set of songs.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow, like what a bang for your buck right there.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good show.
Are you going to be doing that tonight? You're playing at the University of Washington
tonight.
At the Hub Ballroom tonight here in Seattle.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Tell me a little bit about where you're sort of hanging your hat these days. I know you have a long-time history in Chicago, and I had heard that you had moved to sunnier climes for a while. Are you living in L.A. now? Or are you back in Chicago thinking of going somewhere new?
I don't know where I live right now. I'm on tour. So I don't know.
Well, presumably your family is camped out somewhere.
My family is, some of them are in Chicago, and some of them are in Arizona.
All right. You've got a lot of options.
I have too many. Before this, I was in L.A. for a while, and then I was in, between tours, I was in Chicago, and then L.A., and then I was in Phoenix, and I came here from Phoenix.
A lot of good things about all those places. The sun.
Not Phoenix.
Oh, no. Well, I was thinking the sun is definitely a good part.
No, it's poisonous out there.
We'll cross that
one. They have a different sun in Phoenix, and it's the bad sun.
Yeah, I've only been there once, so I can't say.
It's bad.
Haven't been back, so that gives you a little
Not
something.
Not a fan.
Caliphone is playing tonight in Seattle,
Sorry.
The University of Washington. But you want to come out and see Caliphone if they come through Phoenix, for sure.
We won't be playing in Phoenix.
All right.
We witnessed a murder in Phoenix.
Get out.
Yeah, we actually did.
That's a triple homicide.
Wow. Did you have to, like, be...
Yeah, we had to go. We had to spend time with the police and get questions and all that stuff.
All right. Arizona off the tour schedule for Caliphone.
Not anymore. No more Arizona. Unless it's real good money.
Love to hear a couple more songs if you got them in you.
And there's another murder that we can watch.
Maybe your next album. I meant the theme, not the results.
Excuse me. Okay. Why don't we try ape-like? You ready?